Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Folks from this base have done exactly what they were trained to do in the war against these killers and thugs. You have taken the battle of the terrorists overseas, so we do not have to face them here in the United States.
Fighting for those who fight for our freedom. You're listening to Warrior Talk with G.I. Jen, only on Warrior Talk Radio.
Welcome to the family.
Hey!
Good morning out there. Well, this isn't exactly G.I. Jen. This is Don U-Turn Marsh. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm damn proud of it. Hey, we're having some difficulties here with what's going on in the studio, but we're going to get that straightened out within the next few weeks, and hopefully everything will be okay. Jen's had some major moves occurring over the last month or two, and it's just been very, very busy for her at this time. So anyway, we are live, and this is All About Vets. And again, I'm Don Marsh, and I want to thank everybody for listening in this morning. We have a subject today that I really would give anything not to have to talk about, but it's got to be done, and that's the death of a fellow warrior, U.S. Army Sergeant Barry Coates, and his battle with the VA for care. And we're going to be talking to his wife, Donna, and daughter-in-law, Taylor, here in a few minutes. And they'll be telling us more about Barry's story and what happened over the last 5 years. He fought 5 years. So I want to start out. Usually, well, let me do this. As those of you that listened previously, I had a small accident back in October 26th of last year, and I fell and fractured my hip. And it has taken an extremely long time to recover, and I'm just now feeling like really getting up and getting around. When I saw the story about Barry and his fight with the VA and losing his battle with cancer, that kind of got me off the stick. And I said, I really need to get the show started again. And I need to let the world know about Barry Coates and what has happened, what happened to him, his story, and his battle with the VA. So it's, you know, it's a very important topic to me. I was never fortunate enough to meet Barry. I have talked with his wife, Donna, on the phone. And, you know, she will let us know exactly what's happened. So, anyway, that's, we're still broadcasting from Bastrop, Texas, from the Lazy D Rock and Sea Ranch here, and it's great. We're loving it. I want to say I'm sorry for all the snow that my family and friends have up in Denver, Colorado, but you know, it's nice here, and I enjoy watching all the snow and how beautiful it is, as long as I can watch it here from Bastrop on TV. So it's great. It's not exactly all that warm here today. It's only 45, and there's a breeze out of the north, so it's a little chilly. We've had the furnace going this morning, but I think it's going to warm up to about 57 later today, and it's going to be another beautiful day, and no rain is predicted for the next week at least. So it's good. Should we talk a little bit about the football game that's coming up this Sunday? Well, you know, everybody knows that it's Super Bowl time, and you have the Carolina Pussycats. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not the Pussycats. It's the Carolina Panthers, and they are they have the guts to challenge the Denver Broncos. I've heard different predictions. More than likely, the networks are saying the Broncos are going to take it by two touchdowns. I don't think that that's going to happen. I think if the Broncos do for some reason lose it, I think it's going to be by a field goal or less. So you know, tune in and watch it. Be responsible. Don't go wild and crazy afterwards, and be safe and drive safe. So anyway, another sad note I want to talk about is that yesterday was the third. It's hard to believe that time's gone by so fast. The third anniversary of the murder of Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield down here in Texas. You know, again, our condolences go out to all the family members, Taya and the Kyle family. You know, we just are deeply saddened by this loss of a great American hero. So, you know, it's just, you know, the only, if there is a good spot to this, it's the fact that Chris and Chad both were doing what they love to do, and since their retirement out of the Navy, and that was to help fellow veterans. And unfortunately, this veteran has some serious mental problems, and just couldn't deal with what was going on. So it's sad. Cindy and I were at the SHOT Show a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas, and we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Very tiring. We did get to meet Taya Kyle, and she's a very lovely young lady, and we had a great time. So anyway, the third anniversary of Chris and Chad's death, I should say assassination or murder. It was terrible. You know, I know that he would, after all of his experiences, that is not the way that he would have liked to pass on. But, you know, stuff happens, and that's what happened. So I really don't have any events coming up soon. We do have for the Danny Deese Memorial Fund, we do have an event coming up April 13th in Denver. There will be a fundraising event, a small event, and we've got a good friend of the foundation's coming out of Nashville, Mr. Charlie Daniels. He's been a great supporter for the Danny Deese Memorial Fund over the last several years, and you know, he's just a great guy. Follow him on Facebook. He does a blog, and you will realize what a great American Charlie is. On April 23rd in Colorado Springs, we'll be hosting the PX3 Patriot celebrity softball game, and that's going to be held at what's now called the Security Forces Field down in Colorado Springs. It's the old Sky Sox Stadium where the farm team for the Denver baseball team was held at. But that's going to be April 23rd. We're going to have TK Klun and Cindy will be on to talk about that in the upcoming weeks. And that's going to be a great, great event. A lot of all-male veterans will be challenging the Denver Broncos to a softball game down there at Colorado Springs. So, we're really looking forward to that. And there'll be more on that to follow. I'm going to get TK on here again in a couple of weeks, and we'll just really we're looking forward to a great event. And this is not the only softball game that's going to happen from PX3. There'll be several throughout this upcoming year, and TK will talk about that, and he'll have some dates and locations already scheduled, and. Yeah, it's just going to be a good one. We had one over in Houston a couple of months ago. It was the very first one. It was very exciting. A lot of camaraderie there, and we just had a great time. So it's a lot of fun. These guys really get out there and they love to relax and just show what they can do. So, again, that's April 23rd. That'll be up in Colorado Springs. I believe that's a Saturday afternoon, and we'll have more details on that. You can always go to All About Vets on our Facebook page or the our son and brother, Navy SEAL Danny Dietz Jr. Facebook page. And there's always information on that. We're constantly updating it on new events coming up. So I've become friends with a new organization, new to me anyway, and it's called the Bone Frog Challenge. And you can find all their information on www.bonefrogchallenge.com. And on Facebook at Bone Frog Challenge, and I think that's all one word. Their first event this year is May 21st, which happens to be Armed Forces Day, at the Berkshire East Mountain Resort in Charlemont, Massachusetts. Now, this is this looks like something that I won't be attending anytime soon, but they have obstacle course. And they have three course options. The first course is called the Full. It's 9 miles with 36 plus obstacles in it. The second one is called the Sprint, which is 3.2 miles, and it has 20 plus obstacles. Or, if you're really glutton for punishment, you can take the Tier 1, which consists of the Full and the Sprint, over 56 obstacles. So you want to check them out. Again, it's called the Bone Frog Challenge. It's owned and operated and designed by U.S. Navy SEALs. And go to www.bonefrogchallenge.com and find out more information. And again, that's scheduled way out May 21st. Of 2016. I mentioned before that a couple of weeks ago, Cindy and I were at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and we had the great pleasure and were very fortunate to meet a young man. He'd laugh if he knew I called him that. Ron Balan, and B-E-L-L-A-N. His handle is called Reaper01, and he's the host of the TV show Reaper Outdoors Survive the Hunt. And he's a great gentleman, a giant of a man, physically. Just a great guy, but he's a retired Navy SEAL, achieved the rank of a super chief, so senior chief, rather. He is going to be making a special appearance at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And he will be there. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Ron first. He's a Pennsylvania native, a survivalist, outdoorsman, hunter, woodsman, and retired Navy SEAL. He'll allow the public a rare opportunity to interact and learn from one of America's finest warriors. Ron will be signing autographs and talking about weapons, ammunition, and all other outdoor products. And there's going to be free giveaways of products and discount cards on the hour. And again, this is going to be at the Great American Outdoor Show, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And it's going to be February 6th through the 8th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And February 12th through the 14th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they even list the booth here. It's booth number 886. So, again, you can check axelsontactical.com, and there'll be more information on there. I'm sure if you go to Ron Belan, B-E-L-L-A-N, I'm sure I'm not saying his last name right, but and check out Survive the Hunt, Reaper Outdoors, Survive the Hunt, you'll find out more information. Ron and Reaper 01 teamed up with Axelson Tactical, Team Never Quit, and SEAL 1, and they are all veteran-owned businesses, and they will all be at the Great American Outdoor Show. So, just check that out if you're in the Pennsylvania area. Check them out. And we'll be talking more about this event in upcoming shows. So I want to get in and start talking about Barry. It's just a sad deal. We hate to lose any veteran, but it's just, this thing with the VA has been going on for years now. Before I get started, though, I want to remind everybody, if you are listening and you do want to call in and express your opinion or you have a story to tell about the VA, please call area code 646-595-3504, and we'll get you live on air, and you can have a few minutes to talk about your experiences with the VA. Barry, like I stated previously, is a U.S. veteran. He unfortunately became the human face of the Veterans Affairs scandal over delays in care in 2014, which started out in Phoenix, Arizona, at the VA hospital out there. He died last Saturday of the cancer that racked his body after long waits and disappointments with medical care at a VA facility. Barry was 46 years old. 46 years old. It just in the prime, and starting to enjoy his grandkids and had a business and was just doing great. Barry had the opportunity to testify before Congress. I've got a copy of his testimony here that if we have an opportunity, I'll read that to you later. CNN did an investigation that included Barry as the first national story about delays in care across the country. In 2014, it led to a national controversy resulting in the resignation of then Secretary, VA Secretary Eric Chinaski, and ultimately a law that provided $16 billion, that's billion with a B, to overhaul the Department of Veterans Affairs, passed by Congress and signed by President Obama. Billion. Now, you'd think with that kind of money, you should at least be able to tackle a big part of the problem. And I'm pretty sure that if he was here to tell you today, he didn't see any of the problem corrected. So we do have on the line right now, she just called in, Donna Coates. And Donna is Barry's wife. And, you know, she can tell you the story from a more personal angle than I can ever tell you. Donna, are you there?
I am.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. Yeah. With all the problems we've been having with the phones and the call-ins and the websites lately, I was hoping you were still on and hadn't dropped off. So, yeah. Donna, welcome to the show today. And we chatted a little bit the other day, and you were telling me about Barry's story. And to me, when I read things about, $16 billion being allocated to overhaul the Veterans Affairs Department, and, and this was back in, I believe, 2014 when that was done. Where has the money gone? What's been going on? But first of all, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about Barry and where you all are from, and a little bit about his military career and where he served.
We're actually from a little tiny small town in South Carolina called Magny. And we live here. We have five children and five grandchildren. He sought most of his care at Dorn Medical Center, Williams-Brice Dorn Medical Center in Columbia, South Carolina. And that is probably one of the very first places when they did the scandal that kind of broke loose was at Dorn. And there's been many veterans that are still struggling, even today, with getting the proper care that they need. Just going in through the ER and taking 10 hours to get put into a hospital room when you're 85 years old. And I know this because my Uncle Melvin happens to be over there today and having surgery tomorrow against my wishes, but that's where he wanted to be. However, the other day it took him 10 hours just to get from the ER up to the room when he is 85 years old. There's not been one person, one administrative physician, one doctor, one any person held accountable for what happened to my husband. Throwing money, VA system, is not going to help. I think that it may ease the conscience, the minds of Congress, but it's not easing the minds and hearts of the veterans or their spouses. And until someone is held accountable for what truly is going on in the system, then there will be no justification.